RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football in for the guys this morning until 10. Dom DiTommaso is behind the glass. I was joking with Dom earlier. I truly have no idea who is hosting the midday show today. Pony and Chris are in this afternoon. I'm filling in for them tomorrow and on Thursday. But a little peek behind the curtain. I was supposed to do the midday show today. Our guy Adam Crowley was unable to do the morning show this morning, so I get bumped up. So it may be a surprise who rolls in here to do
Ron Cook, maybe
10 to 2.
Little Ron Cook spot during the holiday
after his morning walk and in cereal. Ron lives the life down there. He really does. He came on last year. I think it was 1 year post retirement. He came on with Joe and me on the exact 1 year date, and he walked us through his daily routine. It just sounds glorious. It is time for a Hawk Report that is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31. That's tomorrow, so you better get on it. And the Hawk, Jeff Hathorn, joins us here. If you are watching the show either on YouTube or on X, there you see the Hawk. A very nice Nike hoodie there, Jeff. Was that a Christmas gift?
No.
Oh, look at that. I need to get me one of those.
Rolling the team gear today.
I need to grab me one of those at some point. I'd have the tie-dye hoodie we got years ago, and I have the gray cutoff hoodie, which I do enjoy that. But people, you know what? It's amazing, Jeff, the amount of people that ask about fan merch all the time. I don't know if you ever get those questions from people.
Yes.
I get questions about it all the time, and we try to talk our big boss into like opening up some sort of online store. He just won't go for it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Although, you know, you're rolling the dice by the initial order, so maybe that's. Maybe we need some actual firm payment commitments, and then we'll do it.
So, Jeff, you were there on Sunday. We talked Sunday morning. You joined me for pregame coverage along with Mark Cabali. We all had the feeling of, okay, this could be a little bit too close for comfort. I do think Mark said 27-7, so he had them winning pretty comfortably. You and I both thought it would be tough, but they – you know, should still win the game by like 10 points. That did not happen, Jeff. So from your vantage point on Sunday, how did you see things going down?
Well, I mean, it's not just one thing that really turned this game. It would be easy to just say it was this or that. I mean, listen, offensively, they just couldn't get anything going. That was the bottom line. They tried to throw the ball 39 times against the best pass rush defense in the league. They hadn't given up 300 yards in a couple of years, and yet there they went trying. And listen, I don't mind them trying to minimize. I mean, you'd be crazy not to minimize Myles Garrett. Like, I get that part of it. But there are times when you look back now where there was a – you know, we had praised Rodgers for his ability to find open guys, where he fixated on players and missed open guys and fixated on guys like MVS and Scotty Miller and just miss some open receivers. Not that there were a ton of them running free. I'm not saying that at all. And it seemed like it, even though they were trying to minimize Miles, which I get, maybe they're a little quick in what they were doing. They could have taken a couple more chances than they did. And then, you know, it's hard to rip Kyle Duggar. He's been so good. But how do you not knock that ball down, that floater up to Harold Fannin? Like, so there were all kinds of things. Even Boswell missing that field goal, you know, just like he seemed tentative about his footing. Because, man, for him to leave a 54-yarder short is like back in the day leaving a 35-yarder short.
Yeah, I mean, he oddly struggles in Cleveland. I forget what they popped up there. He's like one of six beyond 40 yards there. Now, I know he did knock down a couple earlier in the game in the second quarter, but yeah, I didn't feel great about having him out there for a 54-yard field goal. Jeff, I'll get right to it about Myles Garrett. I have the tinfoil cap on when it comes to that. I watching that game on Sunday, it felt like they were petrified to allow that guy to break the record. They should have just sent Mason Rudolph out there on the first play and let Garrett sack him and then go on with their business. Because if they were going to play afraid like that all afternoon, then they got what they deserved.
I think they played afraid in the first game, but it was Dylan Gabriel and it didn't matter. And they made it a couple of plays more. Because I don't know that they blocked different for Miles. I think they tried to minimize him. And I won't go as far as what Miles said in that they worried more about the record than winning the game. I think they worried so much about him, it did impact their offense. And Donnie, you may have a point that instead of worrying as much, but then again, if Myles Garrett would have had 3.5 sacks and the Steelers lose, you'd be destroying them for saying, why aren't you chipping? Why aren't you bringing in an extra guy? Why are you allowing Myles Garrett to ruin your opportunity to win the division? So I get what they were doing. It's just their execution and was bad. And you know what? It was one of Aaron's worst games, maybe his worst as a Steeler. I mean, he missed some plays and it just looked, and I don't know why they didn't stay more committed to the run and not to the run on third and five, but to the run at other points of the game.
We get on the Ravens for that a lot. John Harbaugh gets pretty well-deserved criticism when Baltimore loses a game, because you then look afterwards and think, man, he only let Derrick Henry touch the football a dozen times. He didn't let him touch the football after like the middle of the third quarter. That's what happened to them in New England last Sunday night. And then you see what he did on Saturday and you got a vintage Derrick Henry game. I mean, one of his best. That dude just does not slow down. The only time he slows down is when his coach doesn't put him on the field. You know how good and how dangerous that guy is. The Steelers, though, it's kind of the same way. Like, you come out of a game like that, you play a team that was 3-12 going in, and you have what has turned into a pretty good 1-2 punch in the backfield between Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, and they have the ball for a total of 19 carries on the day. It's got to be more than that, Jeff.
Yeah, and not just the carries. Like, your most dynamic pass catcher right now is Kenneth Gainwell. It's not any of the receivers. It's Gainwell. So how is he not getting more opportunities in the pass game? Whether you split him, I mean, come up with something where he can get the football in space and be able to do some of the things that he has done. You know, I listened to John Harbaugh's news conference yesterday, and, I mean, he gushed about how big of a weapon and how tough it is to try to figure out where Gainwell is. And why didn't the Steelers do that more against Cleveland? Again, listen, Cleveland is a legit top 10 defense. And pass defense, they're top five probably in the league. But, man, there's no excuse to a 3-win team. You go up there and you don't score a touchdown.
Jeff, just had somebody ask for me to ask you, is Darnell Washington a bigger loss to them than DK Metcalf?
The fact that I have to think about it is interesting. I still think it's DK because of what defenses have to do to account for him. It gives opportunities for other guys. So I'll still say DK, but I get the question about Darnell. I mean, Darnell, not just with his ability to catch the ball, but his blocking. And Donnie, here's the thing to me that drove me nuts in the game. You send in the tush push and you realize you don't have Darnell. There's not one other guy. I mean, it's not like Darnell's been a clean bill of health his entire career with the Steelers. Like, you haven't repped somebody else. Okay, if Darnell's not available, why? Well, I want you to go in there. Or, you know what, Spencer, you're going to line up as fullback and you're going to push Hayward forward. The fact that they didn't know what they were going to do, they had to burn a timeout, and then came up with that play where they threw it to Scotty Miller instead of running the tush push. Like, that was one thing to me of how you weren't prepared for that type of situation. If there's a little thing that I thought showed a lack of preparation by the coaching staff, it was that.
That's what frustrates me the most. It feels like when one, you know, with some other teams that are more offensive based, they lose a guy, they plug somebody else right in, and it's like the operation never stops. It doesn't matter where the guy is on the roster, 1 through 53. It feels like the Steelers lose a guy to injury, and, well, now that Darnell Washington's out, we can't do the tush push. Like, it feels like they are vulnerable there, that when a player, when one guy goes out, they don't always live up to that next man up mentality.
Right. And I get it. Listen, Darnell's really good at it. And if you don't want to run it, I just don't see how in that type of position there isn't somebody else that you could run, or that you, or that it appears that you haven't repped anybody else in case of emergency. Okay, you go in for Darnell. Like that little thing, and having to fry a timeout, and then, you know, Aaron seeing one-on-one coverage with Scotty, like one-on-one coverage with DK, okay, but one-on-one coverage with Scotty, like, if it hits, I know, you know, it's the greatest play ever, but man, that wasn't good.
Why don't they throw the ball to Pat Freiermuth more, Jeff? I mean, I know that that's easier said than done, but it seems like he is somebody that has been wasted for most of his career here.
Well, and I know that Cleveland runs a lot of man, but I think a guy can equally be a zone buster and a seam buster. So if you could find the opening in the zone in the middle, he could also find the opening in the seam. And those were a couple of Aaron's best passes because he had to thread the needle to get it to Freiermuth. But yeah, I'm with you. It was a 2-minute situation. I know they're giving up some more in the middle, but why not split him out wide? Like, if you're going to look at your options and you're down to your fourth, fifth, sixth receivers, why not just throw him to the outside? Or why not give Jonnu more opportunities? I mean, the guy had 80-some catches last year. Like, why are you toying around with some of these other receivers? Why not split out a tight end or just flood more of the zone with the tight end and give them more chances?
Speaking of the receivers that they have, oh, man, I really hope that somebody today, Jeff, in just under 5 hours, brings up Roman Wilson to Mike Tomlin. What's he always say? One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. And that's what Roman Wilson was going to have on Sunday. I can't wait to see what Roman Wilson does on Sunday against the Browns. And you could have told me the guy didn't even get a helmet. That's how noticeable he was on Sunday, Jeff. I am starting to think more and more that we are seeing the final days of this guy in black and gold.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not there yet, but I think what they're so focused in it is the moment, and they don't trust him in a game, period. Because if you did, he would be getting out there. They don't trust he's going to be where he needs to be, that he's going to do what he needs to do, because you can't tell me that he's not more of a physical presence or has a bigger big play ability than some of the guys that are playing routine snaps. So I don't know what has happened behind the scenes. but it's a guy they do not trust. They love his upside and ability, and they'll praise this and that, and you know, but when it comes down to it, because think about it, Donnie, when has he had his touchdowns or his big plays?
Garbage it's been time. In games that,
yeah. So there's obviously something, as much as it's on the coaches, like, why isn't he playing? He must not be showing them something in practice as to why he just, not even when he gets a helmet, he doesn't get on the field.
Jeff Hathorn, check him out. 93.7 The Fan, 93.7thefan.com. He is our sports director. Jeff, I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon, right around 5:15. So thanks for hopping on. I'll talk to you in about a day and a half.
And Donnie, I will be in your seat with Jim Colony tomorrow morning.
Oh, how about that little teaser? Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony doing the morning show tomorrow. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Donnie.
Jeff came at us on the Fan Hotline. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's a little telling what he said there on Roman Wilson. And I wouldn't mind getting into that for a few minutes coming up next. We'll take some calls on that as well. Jeff saying point blank, they don't trust him. That is a former third round pick. So if you want to chime in and join the conversation, 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We have Trey Essex joining the show at 8 o'clock. So let's take some calls up until then on the Steelers, on Roman Wilson, who played 9 snaps in the game on Sunday against the Browns. He was not targeted, and that was without the first 2 receivers in the game. Metcalf was out. Austin was out. And Roman Wilson still gave you nothing. 412-928-9370. The Fan text line, you can hit us up at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. More Fan Morning Show next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You can follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. You can watch all of the shows there now, too. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Want to get more into what Jeff Hathorn said there about Roman Wilson. It will take some of your calls on this. Jeff saying they don't trust him. The Steelers were without DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin on Sunday, and they chose to play guys that were basically on the unemployment line considering retirement a little over a month ago instead of him. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Adam Thielen, Scotty Miller. I mean, they probably would have thrown out Ben Skoranek, who had a cast on his hand for the last couple of weeks, instead of Roman Wilson. The guy got 9 snaps, 0 targets. in a game where the Steelers did not have their top two wide receiver threats. I am really starting to wonder if we are down to the final days of Roman Wilson in black and gold. And this is a former third-round pick we are talking about. He doesn't play. I think he had a half dozen snaps all of 2024 as a rookie. They came in Vegas against the Raiders, and he was just out there getting some cardio in. He did not get targeted in that 32-13 win. This season, he has been targeted five times, just once. He has achieved more than two receptions, just once. And like Jeff said in that conversation, anything positive that he has done has pretty much all come in garbage time. He had four receptions for 74 yards and a touchdown against Green Bay. Probably the most forgettable four receptions for 74 yards and a touchdown that a Steeler has ever had. Had a late garbage time touchdown against the Chargers to kind of put the lipstick on that pig. The amount of games this season where he has been targeted zero times. The Jets in week one, the Patriots in week three, the Vikings a week after that, the Browns following that bye week, zero targets. A lot of games with just one target and no receptions. Chicago, he was targeted a couple of times, no receptions. The guy just does not play. That is a major issue when the dude is a third-round pick. I heard shows going through the names yesterday of guys that were drafted later than Roman Wilson that have been better receiving threats. Not all of them are even wide receivers than Roman Wilson, who in his career has a dazzling 12 receptions for 166 yards and two touchdowns. Antonio Brown used to do that in three quarters. Roman Wilson hasn't done that in two seasons. 412-928-9370. Jim is in Cannonsburg. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
Roman Wilson, I loved him at Michigan, and he looked like he was going to be a playmaker. And then somebody's got to know why they don't trust him. I mean, what the hell? He looked like he was going to make a difference. And then if you don't give a guy an opportunity, I mean, I don't care. Obviously, there's some personal issue with something, but cut him or throw the ball to him. I mean, he can play. It's just I don't understand why he don't get a chance in the OC, that's pathetic. If you don't throw down the middle of the field constantly, look at Chicago, Caleb Williams. He's constantly a threat. Defense is playing for us knowing that you're only going to – it's like basically a run every time, whether it's a pass or a run. You're playing for a four-yard gain. It's kind of pathetic from a fan standpoint, and – I don't understand them. And then another thing, why can't anyone criticize anyone else? This is ridiculous that some of the play of, like, Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback, no doubt. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. But when you just throw the ball away, you're not looking downfield for somebody? Come on. I mean, I'd play with no helmet for the salary these guys get. So,
Yeah, Jim, I know a lot of people, you know, have that mindset there at the end. But when it comes to Roman Wilson, another player that people will now start to bring up, and I've seen a couple of comments on this both on the text line and on the YouTube chat, Caleb Johnson is following under that same category. Here is a player that was a king of the football in shorts portion of the offseason, and now the dude is being a healthy scratch late in the season. somebody that every single person that covered the team said, oh, this dude's going to make such an impact. He might be pushing Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren to the side by week five. The Steelers got a steal. They didn't have a second-round pick. They made their third-round pick count, Caleb Johnson. And now that dude doesn't play. So they've hit on a couple of guys in the middle rounds. Herbig is kind of the crown jewel of the mid-round picks under Omar Khan and Andy Weidel so far, but we're not seeing Roman Wilson. Now we aren't seeing Caleb Johnson. Those two following under the same pattern. And I also thought Roman Wilson was a pretty solid player at Michigan. He was on a national championship team. And he certainly helped out J.J. McCarthy become a first-round quarterback. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Coming up, we will take more of your calls. If you have thoughts on Roman Wilson, his lack of use, 412-928-9370. A little bit away from Trey Essex. Also, a comment made by Adam Schefter yesterday, which will certainly get people stirring the pot a little bit. That is next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We're about 10 minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Donnie in for Adam and Doran this morning. Dom is behind the glass in place of Nicholas Harry Callis, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. Dom and I will be together tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, I am in my usual spot, 10 to 2, but I will be riding solo. I have no idea if Austin Bechtold, who Dom has predicted, will have the best 2026 of all time. I don't know if he will be back in the fold. He spent the weekend in New York. He attended the Penn State Bowl game, the win over Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl. But, Dom, you said the kid has a fresh new haircut. He's ready to take on everything in 2025.
It's going to happen. It's the year of Bechtold. He no longer wears fat people's clothes. He has the haircut. He looks good. This is his year. He's going to get a girlfriend is my prediction, and he's going to just skyrocket.
Somebody who has not taken advantage of the year is Roman Wilson. He is the topic of conversation right now. You can join in at 412-928-9370. The guy can't get on the field when the Steelers are down DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin. He should be the top guy for them if they are down those two players. Instead, we are seeing MVS, Adam Thielen, Scotty Miller, guys that were contemplating retirement going into the season or very, very close to it. That's who we are seeing in place of a player like Roman Wilson. Jeff Hathorn, he joined us at 7. He said they don't trust him. I think that's pretty clear that Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust him, or else the guy would be out there. 412-928-9370. Douglas is in Monaco. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, don't dump me. I'm a Ravens fan, but I live here, and I listen every morning. And okay. I love a competitive Steelers team because I think it makes everybody better. But the fact of the matter is the team is just not any good top to bottom. You could take a third-string Charlie Kohler in Baltimore and put him up Roman Wilson, and he's more productive. You didn't get any good passing game until you brought in the old guys, Thielen and MVS. Your best guys are Gainwell and Highsmith. You know, it's an endemic top-to-bottom problem with the organization, finding talent, acquiring talent, using talent. It's clear Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust Freiermuth. It's clear he doesn't trust Jonnu Smith. It's clear he doesn't trust any of the other receivers besides DK. And it's easy to say, we beat the Ravens. Well, it's easy to get up for your biggest rivalry game. But to lose to a 3-12 Browns team, it's just, it's terrible. And you guys need a reset so badly, it's disgusting.
Doug, I do want to ask you before we let you go, as a Ravens fan, would you feel better Sunday night if Lamar Jackson plays at, say, 80% or Tyler Huntley starts?
The way Tyler Huntley's been playing this year, I mean, he came in after being on the Browns and you know, lit up that game and won that, and he won again against Green Bay. I'd go with Tyler.
I'm worried about that, too, and thanks for the call, Doug. And the reason why I'm worried about that and worried about Tyler Huntley being the starter in that game, which sounds insane. I never in a million years thought I would be suggesting that, because they will give the football to their best player who is also healthy. Lamar Jackson, when healthy, yes, he is their best player. He's a multi-time MVP, but he has not been healthy all season. You have a generational running back named Derrick Henry, and when Tyler Huntley plays in the game, they will give him the football, and they will give him the football aplenty. Now, the Steelers have had their games where they have been shredded on the ground. You think to the Bills game, you think to a handful of games early in the season where it was not pretty. I mean, the Jets game right off the bat ran all over you. But then they have games where they have clamped down against the run. Jonathan Taylor, who was going to run away at the time with Offensive Player of the Year. People suggested he should be the league's MVP. They shut him down. Devon Achan, going into that Monday night game, was running for like 7 yards a pop. Shut down. Jahmyr Gibbs had 2 yards against the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. So they have shown that they can shut some of those guys down. But Derrick Henry is different from all of them. You see every single week the graphic is always Derrick Henry and some of the best running backs to ever play the game. Hey, here's what Derrick Henry did that was historical this week. Here's other guys that did it, and it will be Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson, Barry Sanders, maybe Jim Brown, you want to go way back. That's how good Derrick Henry is. The guy is a Hall of Famer. 412-928-9370. Coming up, I want to take a look at some of those receivers from that 2024 draft. How bad is it looking for a guy like Roman Wilson? What are some of the guys around him accomplishing? does it make that pick look even worse? 412-928-9370 helps you join the conversation. Also, something Adam Schefter said about Mike Tomlin that we will get to. Trey Essex joins the show at 8 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, there are going to be conversations that occur all over the organization. What went wrong? Look, there have been questions about both coaches' futures. That both these coaches, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after Week 18.
Adam Schefter, yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, another claim that Mike Tomlin could call it quits after the season, could go hop on TV. That ain't going to happen. The Steelers have hit 9 wins. It is a successful season from their standpoint. It could all come crashing down Sunday night. It doesn't matter. The owner will say they won 9 games. They were over 500. They were better than average. That's all that matters. At least that's how it feels. I mean, I'm not doubting that Mike Tomlin wouldn't be great on TV. I think he would. But he also doesn't seem like he's interested in leaving the coaching realm anytime soon. I would believe that he would go coach somewhere else before he goes to TV. Then again, we all thought when Bill Cowher went to television that he would hop right back into coaching, and it never happened. Because sometimes those coaches realize, hey, this ain't all that bad. Only working a couple of days a week. If that, no real pressure on me. I'm just kind of shooting the breeze with some former players and coaches about football. Pretty nice living. Make a couple mil a year doing that. So, no, I don't see that transition taking place. Now, Dom, what if they did a one-for-one swap? What if Mike Tomlin joined Jim Nance and Tony Romo became the next Steelers head coach? I know that is one of your pipe dreams.
That'd be ideal for both sides. Tomlin would be all-time great on TV. Romo is going to be a great head coach. I would sign up for that tomorrow.
You know what was weird? Maybe I just haven't seen the guy because of doing pregame all season. But I did notice when they took shots of the booth all day Sunday, before the game, during the game, and maybe since for the other times that they have had Nance and Romo, I've been in attendance, so I haven't been watching the TV broadcast. He looks like a cartoon character.
Who, Romo?
Yes. Like, is there something up with his face? I feel like he hasn't always looked like that. Yeah. He looks like a cartoon.
Sure.
Or yeah, like the way that he moves his mouth is cartoonish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anything's... Yes, he's a... He's an odd-looking fellow, but he can sure call one hell of a game, I'll tell you that. Because, he can look however he wants.
Because watching the game Sunday, that was a, you know, I get to watch maybe one game a year with my dad, and that was a comment I made to him. I was like, he kind of looks, like, why does he look so, like, goofy? He looks like a, like, animated, almost. And then I had a friend text me the exact same thing. They said, Romo looks like a cartoon character. Does anybody else see it? And I'm like, I'm not kidding. I said the same thing to my dad a half hour ago.
Hey, listen, the man pulled Carrie Underwood, so yeah, he must be doing something right.
And Jessica Simpson. At one time. And then he came here, he played the Steelers in the cold in 2008, and the Cowboys blew a 10-point fourth quarter lead. Those were back in what I like to call the good old days. Dom, 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Just for fun here, looking at a couple of wide receivers that were picked around where Roman Wilson went in the 2024 draft. So he was the 84th overall pick. And, man, there were a couple of guys right ahead of him that make it a little bit easier to soften that blow, but a couple of guys right behind him that do not make it easier. So the two receivers ahead of him in the third round, Malachi Corley and Jermaine Burton. Corley already on a different team. He is with the Browns. He has a whopping 12 receptions for 75 yards in his career. And Burton already cut from his NFL team. And, I mean, he got to play with Joe Burrow and two other great receivers. 4 receptions for 107 yards is all he was able to accomplish. Roman Wilson having a better career than both of those guys. So clap it up for Roman. 12 receptions, 166, and 2 touchdowns. How about Jalen McMillan, who got picked 8 slots later? 8 touchdowns, 628 yards so far for him in Tampa Bay. How about Troy Franklin in Denver early in the fourth round? 972 yards and 8 touchdowns. Malik Washington in Miami, 534, a couple of touchdowns. So the one silver lining is that the Steelers had a lot of fire around them with Malachi Corley. They likely would have made that mistake if they didn't take Roman Wilson. So that was one that they happily avoided. 412-928-9370 helps you join the conversation. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Windy, cloudy, high of 25. Stay safe if you're out there on the roads. We did get some snow overnight. Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champ, former Steelers offensive lineman. He joins the show next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.